Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, September 23rd meeting. It's a public hearing and a special business meeting. Call to order time is 6 o'clock. Let's see. You want to call the roll or you want me to do it?
I can do it. Administrator Smith, present. Fire Chief Cahill, absent. Fiscal Officer Ross, absent. Trustee Van Haren?
Here.
Trustee Reese?
Present.
And Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Okay, if you'll stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have two public hearings this evening. The first one is, do you want to read these? Or do you want me to read it? I'll read it. A public hearing scheduled for September 23rd, 2025 by the Bethel Township Trustees in Miami County for case ZA-04-25. A request from David Baumgartner of Hemi Properties Limited, 7114 US 40, Tip City, Ohio 45371, to rezone Miami County parcel ID A01-052250 to B-2 office/residential district. First up will be comments by the applicant.
Okay. Did we swear in?
I don't.
No.
Just, okay, yeah, too. Just give your testimony, okay. But I don't think swearing in. Trustee hearings are required.
Right. So
tell the truth, though.
we expect it.
We have a residential, we are residing on the property. It's zoned I-1 right now, so it doesn't provide for residence. So we're trying to rezone to B2, that would provide for residence. We operate a pool and landscape company out of that location. So we would want to still be able to do that, as well as sell those kind of supplies to our customers, like pool supplies and lighting, you know, things like that that we use in the project. So that's the reason for our rezoning, or request to rezone.
We ask those in the next next part.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
In the discussion part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no one's here. But go ahead.
Oh, right. Comments by the public. Okay, closure of public comments and closure of the public hearing. Okay, public hearing number two, a public hearing scheduled for September 23rd, 2025 by the Bethel Township Trustees, Miami County, for case ZA-04-25, a request from George Hardy, 9415 South Man Road, Tip City, Ohio 45371, to rezone Miami County parcel ID number A01-013500 to R-1AAA. First up, comments by the applicant.
I'm just waiting to build a house. taking it from an R3 to an R1AAA, and the various four variances that the group has already approved, the zoning variance people. Just waiting for your approval so I can start tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
So, thank you.
Can he do that? Okay, next up is comments by the public. Okay, hearing none, closure of public comments, closure of the public hearing. Next up is the action items.
I have some questions
well,
about this.
Hold on, I was waiting for you guys to stop.
Oh, sorry.
I gotta read it first.
Okay.
Resolution number 25-09-078, a resolution approving case ZA-04-25, a request from David Baumgartner, 7114 US 40, Tip City, Ohio 45371, to rezone Miami County parcel ID number A01-052250 from I-1 Light Industrial to B-2 office/residential district. Do we have a motion?
I'm to approve it.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now is our discussion. So if you want to ask some questions.
Yeah, I so typically have done that before we do the resolution, but that's fine. Are you connected to public sewer there?
To what?
Is your sewer, okay, yes. That's what I thought.
Public sewer and water.
Yeah, sewer and water, yes. Okay.
He says he's got an easement that goes back to the 7 acres behind, coming off this side here. But he said he's vacated that easement, or the easement that goes back into where Hodges' sisters, those guys, farm behind it. They bought Denny Mann's acreage, his mom's acreage back there.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly there was an easement between here and there to get back to that acreage, which has been vacated, he says, but I couldn't find anything that said it was vacated. This is one of the properties that I identified early on that had the wrong zoning for what was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came in, I kind of looked around to see what we had as far as what would allow him to stay in the building, which he's already modified.
Right.
And was living in.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with this B2 after
neighborhood
discussion.
Business. That makes sense, yeah.
So that is what we're doing now. Janice did bring up the fact at the last meeting that he had applied for the permit for the fence out around the pool that he put in again without a permit. But since then, I sent Cody out to take a picture of that fence that he just erected a couple of days ago, correct?
I think we finished it in a couple days.
So he's in compliance now on that aspect of it. But it is one of the legacy properties in the middle of residential, but had an I-1 zone. So.
Yeah. Okay. I know the GIS is not accurate, but is that part of that building on the property line?
Which building?
The one towards the back.
It's near it. It's about 5 feet off.
Oh, is it 5 feet off? Okay.
I see what you mean. So the picture distorts a little bit, I think.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean,
the
earth is curved and GIS is flat,
mm-hmm.
So definitely.
Yeah.
And it's only
like
so
we
close.
We put like a retaining wall behind
mm-hmm.
it to maintain that slope.
Okay.
That's back there. So
okay.
When we built that, we had to kind of cut into the hill to put that building in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, I think it's a great use for the
property.
That's
about where that first lot ends, right
mm-hmm.
there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have a question about the sales. Is he allowed to do that? What do you said you're going to be
sales.
Selling pool supplies?
Pool supplies and landscape supplies that we would be using in our jobs. Like, for instance, the supplies that people would need to put in their pool. We have lighting that we do, like landscape lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you selling that out of? Because now the building is your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but we have an office at the bottom of that. That we're planning on building. We just got driveway access approved by ODOT, so we're planning on building in the back lot. So we have driveway access approved just past the lift station as you go east.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And then because we have road frontage there, so we're going to be coming in there and then going around to the back. Kind of the Cody and I think Cam, I saw like a representation before that we were looking at trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're out of compliance, we needed to get that in shape first, and then
yeah.
Building doesn't happen overnight, so.
So is he allowed to sell? Like, that's a storefront, right?
Well, so because his business is primarily selling pools and landscapes, and that the selling of those products would be incidental to that primary use of what he's doing there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what would allow him to do that, because
mm-hmm.
it's not a full-on retail business. He is doing contracting and consulting and
he's
things like
limited
that.
As to what
yeah,
he can
and
do.
It's
and it's a small it's a there's a limit to the size of the building too, right? Or is that on a B2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but his building's already there, so
yeah, I mean it's a pre-existing.
Yeah. His building's already there, and it was built under I-1.
Yeah, I mean that building's been there.
So
yeah, but now he's becoming B2, so if it's I'm saying he now has to be in compliance for the B2 code, right?
He could be, but this is the lesser of two evils with that, because in order to get him in compliance with what he's done already, which is live in the building and remodel it,
right.
And then be able to still do his business in some capacity out of it, B2 is the only way he could go.
What's the building size on B2?
I think it's...
The only thing I don't see a maximum. I don't know that there's a maximum building size. There's a minimum for residential, which is 1,500 square feet.
No, not residential. To sell things.
Oh, no. He would fall in professional services, and then under accessory uses, it says buildings or uses customarily and incidental to the permitted principal use. So because the products that he is selling is related to the primary use, which is the landscaping and pool business, it would be allowed as an accessory use to that under the zoning code.
But there's no minimum or maximum. We didn't define it in that.
Well, I'm not sure I would interpret that that way because I know in, I'm not saying maybe not, maybe
right.
Yes, but I'm just thinking that some of the zones have specific rules about a storefront, and that's what this is going to be,
mm-hmm.
right? If you can drive down there and just buy something, then it becomes a storefront. So it's not necessarily an incidental to the business in that case.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point.
But he's selling, his primary business is landscaping and pool installation, and he's selling products that go with that.
And I guess the way I went in our conversations, the way I took it is this was going to be a smaller part of the business. It was primarily...
The reason that we want to do that is because...
Architectural design.
If we install a pool in someone's yard, we don't want to refer them to Knickerbocker.
Right.
We don't refer them to Buckeye. We don't refer them to another pool company to go get their stuff. Because people want to make sure that they're putting the right things in their pool, that their chemistry is right in that pool. So we have, like, a water testing...
Right, I understand. So let me just tell you why I'm asking the questions. Because in the past, we started out allowing this little thing... You know, like, oh, he's only going to be selling to the customers he already has, or
mm-hmm.
they're only going to be doing this. And then, you know, a year down the road or 2 years down the road, it goes,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, once you have it, then you have it. So that's why I'm asking the questions. It's not necessarily that I don't believe you or don't want you to do it or,
yeah.
you know, I don't know. I just...
The only other thing that can happen here is then he uses that facility, and we discussed this during the meeting for his... to meet people, he's a landscape architect by
like
trade.
A showroom.
Yeah. And so people come in and he meets with them there and so forth. So if you don't want him for some reason or whatever it is we decide here today to sell those products, the chemicals out of that facility, he could still then do his service or run his office type business out of that new zoning that's created. And if that's the issue, is the wares that he's going to be selling, which is the chemicals, then you could say, no, we're not going to do that, but allow him to still do the meeting with the public and going over whatever it is he does as far as the architectural side of it in the facility, and he still can live there. Whereas before, he couldn't live there and do anything other than what was in I, and he's already living there.
Yeah, I understand.
So this was
the I'm okay with it. I just don't want it to read something that makes us legally liable for him to be able to have a store there.
Here's the different mm-hmm. side of that point, right? If we don't rezone it, then I can do whatever I want.
No.
Right.
No, he doesn't.
So
but you can't be living there.
As far as you're concerned, it's going to be blown up.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about that, if we keep it I-1, I'm going to blow it up. I'm going to have it a huge storefront, you know, because I can do whatever I want.
Wow, that's nice. That's really nice.
Sir,
you're picking on points here, so I'm just throwing it back in your lap because you're the only one disagreeing with this. And you're saying
I'm not necessarily disagreeing. I'm just asking the questions and I'm telling you why.
Yeah,
I'm not necessarily disagreeing.
Can I just stop for just one second? So if we would rezone this to B2 office residential, which I think personally is a good use of that area, but the non-residential uses that are just go with the B2, they are ag, dental and medical office, nursery school or childcare, and professional services.
Mm-hmm.
So the accessory permitted uses are... So then non-residential uses, these are conditional permitted uses. So the way I understand our zoning code is that we rezone this to B2, and he still has to come back for a conditional use, which goes through the BZA.
That's not correct.
That was not how I interpreted it. But I see the point that you're making. There is a conditional use.
Because the professional services falls under B2 and allows him to do his meeting with the public there. But when he starts to sell stuff, then you come back for the conditional use is what Beth is saying. And that's pretty much what Julie is saying as well now.
Right. And I guess the way I looked at that was if what he's selling is going to be not the primary use of that property, mm-hmm. then it would fall under the accessory. If for whatever reason that it turned into that was primarily mm-hmm. he was selling products, then he would need to come back for the conditional use. Mm-hmm. But when it's still an accessory, a smaller use than the primary use of the consulting, that's how I read the zoning mm-hmm. code. And that's why I told you what I told you.
So like, for instance, we have pools that show up there. Because we sell those pools, we install them. They're fiberglass pools. They're 30 feet long. They're 16 feet wide, or 16 by 40, or something like that. So they will be there while we're waiting for that job to start. So we are technically selling that product because that product we own at that point. We're carrying it as
a right. I understand. And so, where do you store those when they come in? Is that what you use the building in the back for?
They can't go in the building. We store like our pool supplies in the building in the back, and like we used to have a lot of crime in the area, so some of that kind of deters some of that as well. So we store a lot of equipment back there, supplies for the job and things like that. The pool is primarily either in the back. We don't like to keep them on site if we don't have to, but sometimes that's the way it works.
I understand, and let me say again, I'm not against this at all. I mean, I like the idea of changing it to B2. Like I said, we've just recently, a couple times, made some decisions in the past that have come back to bite us. So I'm just asking the questions.
Yeah.
So just.
Well, I mean, and when we started this process, I asked Cody if that was going to be okay.
Well,
so
and we discussed it.
I did not want to rezone it if it's going to be a conditional use.
Well, I think that's Beth thinks it has to be.
As you were saying before, Beth, like, if it's a conditional use, I do not want to rezone it because that can be under your interpretation and someone can be transferred trustees and they can say, well, that's not a conditional use.
No. That's not
It's not the trustees that determine that.
Yeah, it's
well,
not.
Whoever determines it, it can
right.
be changed, right? Mm-hmm. So
let me look under light industrial. Hang on.
If you're granted a conditional use, okay, the use stays with you until you sell the property.
Right.
Okay, so at that point, once it's issued.
Right.
If
but you said
sell it,
to come back for a conditional use, right?
We're trying to make that decision now.
And I'm saying that if I have to come back for a conditional use, I don't want to rezone it because I don't want to risk the fact that I would have to come back and you guys would say no. I mean, this is what we need to do for our customers, so this is what I want to do. So mm-hmm. if it requires me being out of compliance again to.
Well, and then you have the problem, if you, again, you're going to have to move. So that therein lies the answer, and you'll have to do it immediately. You don't get a waiting period to do that. And this was the lesser of two evils here to rectify the situation. That
I understand, and we were willing to do that, but now we're saying it's a conditional use. So that's changed from what I talked
to
you about.
So that's the way I am reading the code, and... If I can certainly see Cody's interpretation of it. I'm not saying that it's not wrong, but it says principal permitted uses, non-residential, ag, medical, dental office, nursery, school, or childcare, professional services.
Mm-hmm.
But then under non-residential, those are non-residential uses. Under non-residential uses, it goes to building services and supplies. That's exactly, I mean, I could definitely argue that the design of the pool and the landscaping is a professional service.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you're going to store stuff on there, and I get it, I totally get it. I think it has to be a conditional use. Again, we could take this to the zoning lawyer that we have, and that person could say something totally different. It's my interpretation that's how it reads, is that it has to be a conditional use. I also get what you're saying, that if you're I-1 right now, you're allowed to do building services and supplies, so why would you change that?
Mm-hmm.
I totally get that. Except for that living is not allowed in light industrial.
Right.
So, honestly, I think I would table this till we get a better opinion on it. I don't want to... What happens when you try to rezone a property is that then you are out of the rezoning window for a year.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that to you when this mistake may be on our end. Either we told you something that was not 100% correct, or I'm interpreting wrong, which very well could be. But I would prefer, if you're okay with it, to, rather than you pull your application, is to just table it. That gives us, I think, 30 days to take a look at this. You are still welcome to live in wherever you are, and we'll get an opinion from the zoning lawyer that we hired.
Okay.
Because our code isn't foolproof. It's not, you know, perfect.
Yeah. Oh, it's like
and
any code, right?
I think it's a fantastic use for that parcel. I do want to make sure that you are in compliance because, like you said, trustees change and you don't need the next person coming down and saying, hey, that, like, it's not right. They did it wrong. You know, we all want to make sure that you are within compliance and that we're all interpreting the code in the same manner. And I can certainly see Cody's way, how he got to that conclusion. I don't get to that same conclusion, but I'm also not the zoning expert, so.
Can I ask one other question?
Yeah.
The people you're selling these supplies to, are they customers only, or are you planning on allowing, like having a sign out there and having anybody stop in?
So we plan on having a sign, but more so for the business, so like, the name of the business is Whispering Creek.
Right.
So we plan on having a sign that says like Whispering Creek Pools and Patios or something along those lines, whatever our branding is. So we do plan on having that. Now, as far as like, I mean, there's a 20-page document for doing a sign. So, you know, there's a lot of restrictions to what signings you can do, and it's gotta
right.
be turned off at 11 p.m. and all this kind of stuff. So what my plan is to do something more artistic, because that's what we do. Like she mentioned, I'm a landscape architect, so you know, I'm design based, so I want to do like a waterfall with a sign on top of it type of thing.
Oh, cool.
Something nice
mm-hmm.
like that. And we've done a lot of improvements to the property since we purchased it from the Manns. So that is going to continue. I mean, we want people to come there and say, okay, this is something that could go in my yard type
yeah,
of thing.
Absolutely.
So that's why we did the pool in the back as a display. We have pavers, we have travertine, we have seat walls, we have a basketball court on pavers, you know, those
mm-hmm.
kind of things. So we do that kind of stuff so that we can show people, hey, this is what you could do.
Right.
You know, like, well, I like that, or I like this, or those kind of things. So that's our plan, is to advertise more for the contractor side of it. And we would refer people that we install pools to. We all install pools all over the state of Ohio. Richmond, Northern Kentucky. We haven't gone much farther than that, but that's kind of our area. So I don't think anybody's gonna come from Cleveland to get pool supplies from us. But the people in the local area that are within 30 minutes that we install for, you know, we're gonna tell them that they can come and have their water tested, because we just want to make sure that they are able to maintain their product.
Okay. I gotcha. I understand.
So that's our goal.
Yeah.
It's not really to be this huge supermarket or...
The only problem
know.
That I can
yeah,
see...
Yeah, and I hear you saying that, and, you know, thank you, but that's what I'm saying, that
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we hear that, and then in 2 years, it's a supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, not... Please don't take it as I'm against
no,
it, because I think it's a good use for the property, too.
We wouldn't necessarily stay there with chemicals. I've been looking at Tip City for a while to see if there's something
right.
that opens up along that strip, and then we might just sell out there. But for mm-hmm. now, we don't have that option.
Gotcha.
So, you know, we might want something more... heavily traffic, you know, as far as foot traffic and things like that, where people can walk in and see a storefront.
Gotcha.
Thing.
So we could. Right. So.
And I'm fine if you need more time to think about it and like figure out what the code really means. And...
Right. So just 1 second. So let me just say to you ladies, I'm not sure we can do this, but we could approve it with the condition or the caveat,
mm-hmm.
the contingency
mm-hmm.
that. If it does require a conditional use, that the conditional use be granted, or it doesn't switch zoning.
So we can't.
We can't do that.
We can't approve. We can't.
I don't think we can do that.
Anymore. We can't. A conditional use is not under our purview. That's the BZA.
I didn't say that we would approve it. I said we can say that it will change zoning from I-1 to B-2 only if that conditional use gets passed by the BZA if, in fact, it's needed. If it's not needed, then it would just become B-2. If it is needed, if the BZA said no for some reason, don't know why, but if they did, then it would stay I-1. Mm-hmm. We can do that, right?
The only thing that I'm hearing now that has my little red flag at the pole is the fact that he's now going to be really doing retail out of there, and you need to look that up to see how many parking spaces are going to be required for the amount of building that he's got there, because I'm not sure the compliance there, end of that part of it, will...
Well, he's got the room for that.
And not right there, he doesn't. Not if he's
How big is your building? It's not that big.
30 by 50.
It's 30 by 50, so it's a pretty good size.
But you're not using that all for retail display. That's the difference, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have two garage doors. That's probably... Mm-hmm. Once my wife doesn't want chemicals in there while we're living in there.
Can you blame her?
Yeah.
The two garage doors is where we would probably put the chemicals, and then we have the office on the left side there where that roof structure is. So that would be like where people come in and have their water tested, and if they want chlorine or they need.
So what, roughly 200 square feet?
For what?
For the little area that you're going to be servicing in. What is it going to be? I'm trying to, in my mind, get clear as to what kind of traffic are we talking about, you know?
You need one space for each 500 square feet of floor area and yard area. So mm-hmm. You said the building's...
30 by 50, so it's 1,500.
So you got three spaces.
Yeah, so you only need
so
three spaces.
Yes, that's okay.
I'm good.
And one of them has to be handicapped.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I mean,
we can put a sign on.
That's not ours.
That's not ours.
Yeah.
We had looked at putting something next to that building before, and they mm-hmm. mentioned that. Yeah. So.
I would prefer to
table it.
I just think it's cleaner. And we can come back for a special meeting if we have to. I am very sorry that we are not 100% agreed on how this code is interpreted. That's not your fault, obviously, but I think it's a great use for the business. I just personally don't want to steer you in the wrong direction. I don't think anybody does. Mm-hmm. So, I would prefer
to do it today, because it's just going to add more time, because if it does require a conditional use, then that's going to take time, and then it's going to have to come back to us again. Will that fit in the 30 days? So I would just say
October, November, yeah, in the middle of October. So yeah,
I don't know if we can really do what you said, Julie.
So we pass this subject to the BZA approving it. If the BZA doesn't approve it, then you stay I-1. That's the idea.
And if a conditional use isn't required,
then he can't live there. That's why he's doing it.
Well, I know. That's the whole thing. But he's saying that if he doesn't get this B zoning, then he's going to keep it I-1 anyway. So,
I'm losing property value by changing it to B-2.
Yeah, you are.
Right? So
which I told you that.
I'm already taking a financial hit by doing that, which at this point I don't really care about that as much. Mm-hmm. But what I do want to be able to do is what I just described.
Right.
I want to be able to sell chemicals.
Right.
Majority to my customers.
Right.
We install 10 to 30 pools a year, so it doesn't mean they're all going to show up on the same day, because that never works like that. So,
right, yeah.
You know, it's when they're on their way home from work, they stop by or something like that. And, you know, and a lot of people just, you know, they might get their stuff online now anyway. And
so we just pass this and make it subject to the BZA approval.
If it's needed.
And we'll let you know within 10 days.
Okay.
I just don't know if legally we are allowed to do that.
Well, if we're not allowed to do that, he's going to tell us anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean.
And then you'll have to be back here. So, I mean, that's your choice, you know. bottom line, that's your choice. You can either take our ruling tonight and wait the 10 days, and if we're good, we're good. If we're not good, then you're back here anyway.
Okay.
Either you're going to be applying for a conditional use in addition to the B2 that we've got, or you're going to stay I-1. So,
okay.
Or if the lawyer comes back, that's the third thing. If the lawyer comes back and says that Cody's interpretation is correct,
then it would
then
be B2.
You're good.
Then
it would be done at that point.
Okay.
And so you wouldn't come back at all. You'd just get a notice from us saying you're done. Okay.
Right.
So I just want to be sure you understand what we're saying.
I understand.
Okay.
What you're saying.
All right.
So we need a motion to amend this resolution then.
A motion.
And
okay.
What is the wording?
What is the wording? Because you're going to write it up right now.
So we just need to say, get further resolved. That. Are you writing one too, Beth?
No,
I'm listening to you.
I would say be it further resolved that, or should a conditional use
be warranted?
Warranted or required?
Or required. Warranted or required. And or required.
Required. That. And that's going to take a little wordsmithing because there's kind of two things going on, right? First, it's...
There's three things. Contingent on... clarification of current zoning resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, what's that section?
Mm-hmm.
Section Article 7, Section 703.
I don't know, you kind of got to be looking at it while you're writing it, so either she needs to write it or I need to write it, but it's...
Oh, I was just trying to do it at the same
time.
Go ahead.
She's got it on.
You can list numbers, just say contingent upon and then put one. It's only two things, right?
I didn't hear what you said.
It's required. I think it's only two things.
It's the.
So, be it further resolved, approval is contingent upon one. A conditional use is not required per Bethel Township zoning, Article 7, Section 703, per zoning 703, or two, a conditional use is required and the BZA approves the conditional use. That's the only two
things,
right?
That's the only two things.
But he wants to remain as I-1 then, if we're not going to let him.
If we're not going to let him have it without the conditional use, he wants to remain I-1.
Oh, but that says it. That says it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if the conditional use isn't approved, then it just stays as I-1.
It stays
at...
Right.
But I think you have to say that out clearly, if the VZA doesn't approve the conditional use, then the property remains I-1.
Well, that's the be it further resolved approval is contingent upon approval of the rezoning mm-hmm. from I-1 to B-2. How's
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Is contingent upon
following.
A conditional use is not required per Bethel Township Zoning 7.03, or a conditional use is required and the BZA approves the conditional use.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it does require conditional use and he wants to stay I-1, he can just say never mind.
And right. just become moot at that
right.
point.
Mm-hmm. He can withdraw it at that point.
Yeah,
can
or
he
can withdraw it.
Mm-hmm.
It just stays.
Can I-1. You withdraw it after it's approved?
Yeah.
So that
yeah,
can,
I
that can
so.
Be three or.
Petitioner withdraws the application.
Or the petitioner decides in 30 days, within 30 days.
Okay.
I think
to remain
code needs clean up.
I-1.
We're working on it, Beth.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
how about
listen,
that?
I've got. I'm through almost all of them except we've got two more.
You got two more sections.
Two more sections to go. And I'm hoping they'll be done before December.
I wanted to be to contingent upon either a conditional use is not required per Bethel Township Zoning Section 0703 or conditional use is required and the BZA approves the CEU. Or the petitioner desires within 30 days to remain I-1. I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do our utmost to get the legal
yeah.
thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
see
you call tomorrow, and we get back to him in 10 days.
Yep. I'm on it.
Okay. We're going to read this into the record. And if you want something in writing from us saying that we're going to investigate for 10 days, Cody can send that to you by email tomorrow.
Yeah.
Julie's going to read it into the record so that it's clear as to what we're doing.
Okay.
And this is the best we can do.
Yeah, I understand.
So the resolution will be amended as follows. A paragraph will be added, be it further resolved, approval of rezoning from I-1 to B-2 is contingent upon 1. A conditional use is not required per Bethel Township Zoning Section 7.03, or 2. A conditional use is required and the BZA approves the conditional use, or 3. The petitioner decides in 30 days to remain I-1.
Okay.
Sound okay?
Yep.
Okay.
I have a question for you guys real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that BZA doesn't approve. Say that happens, that's the answer.
It would just stay I-1.
It would stay I-1.
So, like I said, we are planning to build. What would your guys' thoughts be on?
You'd have to vacate.
We'd have to vacate.
You'd have to vacate. And we would probably send this over to our attorney immediately. Because, look, you've been in the unit now for years. And you've been in noncompliance all this time. And we've notified you. We notified you over a year ago that you were in noncompliance. So you would have to move. And that is kind of what I told you when we met with you as well. We're trying to figure a way to allow you to stay in a building that you shouldn't have been in the beginning. And I know that you said you weren't told that this was an I property and that you couldn't do these things, but the fact of the matter is that you've lived in it, you've revamped it, you've done everything that you shouldn't have done without getting the proper permits to do it. It's gone to the county, it's gone to adjudication through the county, and we stopped that so that you could do this. So if this doesn't work for you in any capacity, you can't live with what we just came up with, then you're gonna have to move out of that building. I don't want to be the necessary bearer of the bad news, but that's the reality of the situation. And I know you're not ready to really build right yet. We've had that discussion as well. But you've been given ample opportunity to fix the situation, and we're giving you the cards to do it with, and if you don't want to take us up on that, then we don't have any choice but to move forward.
Well, I mean, you say that I've been given the opportunity, but really I don't feel like I have, because it's only our last meeting that we had that you proposed changing it to B2.
It's so not up to...
But that's the first time that was brought to my attention that that could happen.
It's not up to me.
So we've really only had since that point to say, okay, maybe we can stay there and still run the business out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part of it was last year, you had told me that we couldn't get a driveway access on Route 40 because it was at the bottom of the hill. So we didn't feel like there was any way forward.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we can get that approved and we know that we can have access to where we don't have to have an easement through that lot, which even though I own both lots, obviously if we sold that lot, we'd have to have an easement in the future. So, you know, I guess it changed our thought process as far as like, okay, we can build now because we can have access off of Route 40 to that second lot.
Let me clarify something here first. Okay, first of all, I told you that the 15 acres adjacent to where you were had been denied entry from off of 40 back to that 15 acres, and that's why it didn't sell. And that's a fact, okay? I never told you that you couldn't get access back there. I didn't say that. I said the 15 acres that had been for sale by the Manns was denied access because of the fact that you're coming down the hill by ODOT to enter back in there. So
could be different ODOT people too.
It could be different ODOT people as well. But that I need to clarify because I think that's a misconception. Secondly, this has gone on for 2 years now.
Which 15 acres are you talking about?
The 15 acres directly adjacent to you. There's 15 acres there that is beside what used to be Keefley's old family house there.
I thought and it was 90 acres.
90 acres is on the other side of Keefley's. That's the Methodist Church.
No, there was 90 acres that just sold to the farmer that the man sold.
That's Hodges. Yes, that's behind
right.
You. That's Mann's it fronts
right.
Out on 201.
What I'm saying is they sold that acres. The 15 acres you're talking about is part of the 90 acres.
Well, again, it's separately deeded. It was for sale at one time by Donna Redmond here in the township. The reason the sale didn't commence is because ODOT wouldn't give them access back to that 15 acres off of 40.
It's pretty typical that it's difficult to get a driveway cut on 40.
Right.
Well,
so
not
it's
according to
cool.
Well,
again,
maybe it's changed.
It's changed.
He said, "There's actually, I can't deny you this." That's what he told me.
Well,
that could be.
ODOT told you that?
Yes, they
that's
did.
Not true.
Wow, I would have talked to that engineer. That'd be great.
Well, it
right.
is a separate. It is a separate parcel, so
mm-hmm.
I can see
it
why maybe that's.
Deny. He said there was a farmer that was farther to the east that had a driveway access that they just never used or something like that. I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about. He's babysat the Bucky's project the whole summer.
Mm. Well, I can only tell you what I know as far as that particular parcel of ground there. So, and you did what you should have done to begin with, which is call ODOT in the beginning and try to get access so that you could build back there when you were first notified that you couldn't live in the building, which was over 2 years ago. And, you know, you had an attorney at that point, and that attorney contacted me. He also contacted Rob England, and we gave you a stay at that point. We let you stay for another year without doing anything, and then when Rob called over 5 months ago, somewhere mm-hmm. around there, I'm looking at Cody because we had the conversation, mm-hmm. that's when the adjudication order was filed. So you have to fix this. You can't just continue down the path. You've got to fix it. You're either living in an I-1 zoning where you can't live in, or you want to change it to a B2 where you can live.
I guess what
and
I'm
self-in.
Saying is if I'm building a house, I am fixing it.
But you're not...
Yeah. I tell you what.
Let's just see where it goes.
We'll do our utmost to get this clarification
okay.
done with an outside attorney. I certainly see Cody's perspective on this. I really do. I think our zoning code, which we are working on cleaning up, but I don't want you to be in the case in 2 years where another trustee says, oh, absolutely not, can't do that.
Yeah, that's
so,
kind of what I want to protect myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I think we're good. You amended it?
Yes.
Yes, so I read the amendment, so if there's no further discussion.
Just call the vote.
We can call the vote.
Okay.
And let me go back to that page.
Are you keeping this?
Can we call the vote?
Yep.
Well, he's got a copy that we're going to sign, so I will rewrite this in a non-scratched up version on the one that we signed.
We can sign it Tuesday if you want to just type it out.
We can just write this right on there.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine.
Okay, Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0 as the amended resolution.
Yeah.
Okay, next resolution.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Am I going to read this? Resolution number 25-09-079.
Okay.
Oh. I don't know. See what is that?
Do you want me to?
See what that's about first. Because he might be here for something that's already over with.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a brief pause.
Pause for the minute.
Well, I can read it if we need him. Okay, action item B, resolution number 25-09-079, a resolution approving case ZA-05-25, a request from George Hardy, 9415 South Mann Road, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone Miami County parcel ID number A01-013500 from R3 Multifamily Residential District to R-1AAA Residential District. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
I don't have any.
I don't. I think it's
no discussion.
I'm not going to run a business out of it.
No, you're just going to live in it, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the kids are going to live in it.
The kids are going to live in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing no further discussion, I will call the vote. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, now we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
I second that.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
None.
Okay, Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Time of adjournment is 6:47.
How you doing?
Great.
Yeah.
I got bored.
What?
I got bored.